In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, church, and happy Monday. We've reached the start of yet another week of our times of prayer together. Again, so grateful, as we always are, for you tuning in week after week, day after day, to follow along, to pray along with us. I want to remind you to follow along in our scripture reading plan. Again, this is the plan that we follow. Every day we pick one text from a little array of texts that we read through, and then we use those for our meditations that you all pray along with us on this podcast. So you can find that on the website. November's reading plan will be coming out soon as well, so be sure to check back in for that. Well, as we begin, let's start with the time of silence together. I always find these refreshing, but particularly on Mondays coming out of the weekend, just a chance to slow down. Sometimes the weekends can be restful, but yet chaotic. And so let's just take a moment and center ourselves. Maybe use a breath prayer to help draw your mind to the presence of God with us today on this Monday. But why don't you join us for the next minute and just sitting quietly in the presence of God. Scripture reading for today comes from Psalm 139. I'm going to read just about the entire psalm, so it's a little long, but it is a beautiful and comforting psalm. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down, and you are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. My, what a beautiful psalm, you know, one that a lot of us are familiar with. You know, it speaks with such depth and poetic brilliance of both the intimacy and the grandeur of God. You know, the psalm really, when you sit in it, it just kind of fractures any diminishing picture of God that we may hold. You know, because it's this pervasive view of God that he is searching me. He knows all of me. He knit me together. He is ubiquitous in his presence. He is everywhere in his presence. I mean, it's just in some ways this sort of tour de force of the presence of God in our life. You know, verses 1 through 6, they really detail this all-seeing God. Right? It says that when I rise, he's there. When I sit, he's there. He knows my thoughts. He knows my words before I speak them. It's this idea that God sees everything. But this scene isn't just kind of informational, but rather verses 7 through 12 go further and they detail that God's presence is everywhere. So not only does he see us, but now he is present with us. You see, you know, the psalmist says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? He says, if I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I go down to the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, you're there. It's this idea that God's presence is all enveloping. There is nowhere we can go. There's nowhere where we can find ourselves lost from the presence of God. So the first 6 verses are the all-seeing God, 7 through 12 is the all-present God, but yet 13 through 18 paint this picture of the all-creative God. It's this deeply intimate picture in which God is creating us in our inmost being, knitting us together in the mother's womb. I mean, this beautiful picture of the meticulous nature of God's presence and creative power and force in the world. And it's after you see this all-seeing God, this all-present God, this all-creative God, that the psalmist then, right as you're swept up into this incredibly vast image of God, you get to the end of it, the last 2 verses, and you see this profound question the psalmist asks. He says, "Search me, God, know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting." See, the psalmist has this vast, large image of God and yet still understands the safety in which this God holds him. And so he invites that God in, and it begins with this step of asking God, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts." I mean, again, if we're honest with ourselves, this type of question, this kind of invitation for a powerfully vast God is honestly, it takes some courage to ask that question. And most of us are not comfortable with that sort of vulnerability between something as deeply powerful as the God that was just described. See, God knows all. God is present in all. God is creative in all. And the psalmist says, "Search me, O God, and know me." But then he goes on, right? After the searching, he then takes a posture of listening. He says, "See if there's any offensive way in me." You see, it's one thing to ask for God's input, but it's another to then listen to the response, because quite frankly, not all of us are going to be excited about the response. When we take the inward journey to see how God's work needs to transform us, what becomes revealed are the structures in which we've built that trust in things other than God, things much lesser than God. And so the task when we invite God in, when God searches us to know our anxious thoughts, is he reveals these things in our hearts, not out of condemnation, but out of love. And he begins to reveal the ways in which we've built a life around things that will fail us, things that are less than God. And he challenges the very trust structures that we've developed in our own life. The things that honestly have become quite calloused because they're used over and over and over again. Whether it's addictions, anger problems, childhood wounds, those things in which God is saying, "Let me reveal these so that you can find healing." And you see that in the last stanza when it says, "See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting." See, the psalmist understands that when God searches the internal being of who you are, the invitation is to come out of that different. It's to come out of that place changed, to be led in the way of the everlasting. So what I want to do for our time of meditation together is I want to use this kind of threefold paradigm that you find in verses 23 and 24, but we do so with this big picture of God in mind. In the same way that the psalmist holds this deeply profound image of God, he gets to this question where he asks God, he listens to God, and ultimately he seeks to follow God. So why don't you right now settle into your chair? I invite you to take a few deep breaths. And as we begin our time of meditation, I want you to think of God as the psalmist did, as the all-seeing God, the all-present God, and the all-creative God. And allow that image to come to mind. And as you hold that image of God in your mind's eye, I want you to listen to these last two verses. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. I want you to ask God to search you. Are you willing to lay yourself out before God, saying, God, search my heart. Test me for those anxious thoughts. Invite the Holy Spirit to do that now. Pay attention to those first few things that pop into your mind. So often that's the Holy Spirit prompting us. Now, having asked God to search us, let us listen. Let's listen, as the psalmist says, to see if there is any offensive way in us. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Hold those things that came up as we asked God and sit with them and listen to what God may have to say about them. Are they lies that you've believed about yourself? Are they half-truths that you've allowed to shape your identity? Are there mistakes and failures that you're making that are holding you back? Listen for God. And lastly, I want you to invite the Holy Spirit to lead you in the way everlasting, to move beyond just listening and hearing, but ask the Holy Spirit, which is the first step towards the way everlasting? May you have the courage to take that first step, to follow in the way everlasting, because we know that God is loving and gracious to us. Let me close with our prayer for the day. O God, King Eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into the morning, drive far from us all wrong desires, incline our hearts to keep your law, and guide our feet in the way of peace, that having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.